Armadoxy for today, Pentecost. A young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost, and I seen that girl as the road to my survival. Paul Simon. The Pentecost is a turning point event in the life of the post-resurrection Christian community. While the word Pentecost alludes to the 50th day after Easter, let us refer to it by its Armenian name, Hokekalust, much more descriptive and therefore more meaningful for the Christian. Translated, Hokekalust means the coming of the Spirit. Jesus promised the great Comforter. On this day, the promise is fulfilled. We read the story in the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all those who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others, mocking, said, "They are full of new wine." The first and most important takeaway from this story is that the uncreated essence, the third person of the Holy Trinity, the one who was floating above the earth before time, the Holy Spirit, has now landed upon a group of individuals, each from different background, and has transformed them into a community, which will eventually change the world. This is a sacred mission that is here to transform the world, its understanding of peace, harmony among people, and the golden key that turns the lock to every door, namely, love. The disciples were ordered to go to the world and spread the message of faith, hope, and love. Thus, the disciples turned into apostles, meaning those who are sent. In Armenian, the word arakial, apostle, comes from the verb arakel, which means who is sent. The revolution starts now. Jesus came and he touched the disciples and the people with his message, but it was on this day that his message was given the feet with which to walk and change the world. The revolution starts now. Join us tomorrow as we continue on the theme of the Hokekalust, the sacred turning point and the beginning of the revolution, on Armadoxy for today.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.